And it's time for Brewed in Mass, the segment where we dig into the booming beer industry in the Commonwealth. We have over 200 breweries and more opening all the time. Massachusetts is a great place to have a pint as a result. So today we want to focus on women-owned breweries.
Hey-o!
There you go.
We've different had, kind of brewed.
That's right. We've had other women on, but we're talking women owners now. Our guest taster, leftover from the last segment.
I refuse to leave.
Still here. And we have two women co-founders, co-owners. Danny Babineau is the CEO and co-owner of Redemption Rock Brewing Company in Worcester. Danny, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Erica Tritta is co-founder of Twisted Fate Brewing Company in Danvers, also a licensed social worker, which is a former social work professor. Kind of cool. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So it's great to have all three of you. And we're going to go into the serious stuff. But we found ourselves thinking as we were getting ready for this, how much fun the brewing industry seems to have with the names of things. Like, is there an actual Redemption Rock?
There is, yes,
so
actually.
What is Redemption Rock?
So Redemption Rock, it's actually a genuinely large rock for those who are familiar with Plymouth Rock, which is not so big. But it's like a giant granite ledge that is in central Massachusetts. It's in Princeton, which is partially where I grew up. And it dates back to like King Philip's War and that time of history. But what we wanted to do when we were naming was find something that was local,
yeah,
and a touchstone for people who grew up in the area, but wasn't super obvious. And we didn't have a physical location yet. So we couldn't be like this street or this like super, you know, hyper local location. So we went with something that was like, you know, if you were from the area, you would know what it is, but otherwise it just kind of sounds cool.
Do people go to like touch it and do things or?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually,
I don't know.
It's the beginning of a hiking trail.
Yeah.
So people actually do rock climbing and stuff over there. That rock's not that big to do rock climbing on, but there are rock climbing ledges there and it's part of the Mid-State Trail. So it's kind of like a parking area with this giant rock there. And then it's a touch point for
hiking.
Doing more hiking.
That's
and things
I
like
been.
That.
Got
and
it.
Then Erica Twisted Fate, right? I heard that and I was like, that is funny and cool and dark.
Yes.
So how did you, are you naming it anything in the world? How do we wind up at Twisted Fate?
Well, we sort of started, my husband, I have to give him the credit, so he's co-owner with me, started with like trying to come up with a recognizable logo. So that's sort of where the twister came from, like, oh, how cool would that be on a tap handle? And then the joke is sort of like, it would be a total twist of fate if we ever opened a brewery. So this was like a dream for years. It was his homebrew name, and Twisted Fate kind of flows better than Twist of Fate and like looks better on a mm-hmm. t-shirt. So
it's a little
sort of
darker,
thinking about that.
Yeah.
So it is a total twist of our fate that we opened a brewery last year, but here we are. So
Tiziana, right. They have an IPA called My Promises Are Lies tonight.
Do you not?
We do. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you drink enough, it sure will be true. It's also a lyric from a song. So a lot of our beer names are song references or life references or stories. So it is a fun way to name things.
Okay, because you brought some fun. So the both of you brought a couple of beers
yep.
in. I'm going to go ahead and see here's how this is going to work. Okay. So Erica, we're going to have you open one of your beers. It's got quite a fun name to it. It's Juicy Jolly Juice.
Jolly Day Juice.
Right.
Jolly
Day Juice. Okay. So you're going to open the Jolly Day Juice. You're going to start pouring it around, and you'll tell us about it in a minute. In the meantime, while the serving is happening, Danny, I'm going to come back to you,
sure.
Right? And now I do want to get sort of serious for a minute
yeah.
before we taste the Jolly Day juice. And I want to ask you,
before we drink too much.
Is it, first, are you tired of being asked, what's it like to be a woman in a male-dominated industry?
Absolutely.
Okay, why are you tired of it, and what's the better question?
I mean, honestly, I think the better question, just to start there, is to ask questions about what it's like to run a business through a pandemic. What is interesting about beer in the moment? What's it like to run a tap room? What are the current challenges about wholesaling beer in Massachusetts? I think the focus when you're talking to women in the beer industry tends to be on like our experience as women rather
mm-hmm.
than our experience as business owners, as manufacturers, as people who are trying to do a really challenging thing.
Yeah.
And being a woman is part of that. And there are some unique aspects of that. But honestly, it's not really any different than being a woman in any other male-dominated industry. I mean, there's a lot of our women who work in the beer industry are working in tap rooms. So it's very similar to working in any front of house, mm-hmm. any hospitality yeah. experience. There's, you know, it's like working in STEM. A lot of women work in lab jobs in breweries or in manufacturing, any sort of like heavy labor. So I think any woman who is working in an industry that's male dominated, or even in a section of an industry that's male dominated, can relate to a lot of what we're going through. And most of it is honestly just has to do with people making assumptions about what that is like, and what women are interested in and what women are capable of.
Danny, one of the questions that I would prefer in this are, what are the challenges that you find? Is there anything that's unique to your business or what you do? And if I feel like talking about what it's like to be a woman, mm-hmm. I have a runway.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
Don't leave me alone.
All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to taste Erica's beer. While we're tasting, Danny and Tiffany and I, Erica, you're going to answer the question Tiffany just asked, right? Is there anything uniquely challenging about your work? You take it any way you want while we taste, and then in a minute we'll talk about the beer.
Great. All right. Thanks. So we opened, last year. So uniquely challenging, like every business, small business, has been the pandemic, even though we have moved through it. There were challenges with that. Other than that, in the specific to the beer industry, Danny touched on a little bit, is just breaking into a competitive market. Mm-hmm. And so that's not uniquely female. That's small business in a popular market, right? And so in Massachusetts, as you started the show with, over 200 breweries, mm-hmm. That's the part that was our challenge. We're trying to have a product that people enjoy, trying to have a space where people can come in and enjoy our beer and also enjoy community time together, and make our name for ourselves in this tight market.
All right, so now tell us about, two sentences on Jolliday juice.
Sure. So it was brewed to celebrate a holiday called Jolliday that I started with friends like 21 years
holiday.
Ago.
Here
fake
we go.
Holiday. Yes. We celebrated last weekend. And so my husband brewed it for us. We worked together on it so that we could have something, 21 years of a fake holiday.
Wow.
It makes sense that we had a brewery to celebrate it in. So that's what we did. So the blackberries, trying to give it, our official colors are orange and purple, which the label shows you. So trying to get some color to it. Yes.
The holiday has official colors?
Oh, the holiday has official colors.
22 years. It's lasted yeah. longer than any relationship in my life.
Yeah, so I should have brought, we have glassware. I should have worn a Jolliday tee. I wore a brewery tee, but I should have worn a Jolliday tee. I got Jolliday sweatshirts, hats. We've got merch, but this year we have a beer. So that's what you're tasting now.
All right, so we're here with Erica Tritta, Danny Babineau, and celebrity taster Tiffany Faison.
Taster.
Tell us about the Jolliday juice from Erica Tritta.
This is so delicious. So this is, it's an unfiltered wheat. It's really, it's got depth, but it's also got lightness. Like, this is crushable. The berry notes in it are not overly pronounced. Like, sometimes you get beers that are like berry first.
Yeah, they almost make you dry your cheeks.
Yeah, or like too astringent. Yeah. This is really, really subtle and delicious and just carries the wheat through really nicely in a way that just whispers spring.
Excellent.
Yes. It's almost time.
Okay, so Erica, pass the bowl around so that we can kind of pour out. No disrespect to the beer, but we have others to taste.
You pour yours out.
And Danny,
we're on a strict drinking schedule.
And Danny, what are we going to try? What's the first thing we're going to try from Redemption
so,
Rock?
So speaking of spring, I think we'll start with our Hardcastles Irish Red, which is our Irish Red that we do obviously in honor of St. Paddy's Day, but also the label, the illustration on the label is a basically an interpretation of the Green Man, which being a Celtic,
there it is.
Yes,
Celtic god of the spring, and just like a really great signifier that spring is coming.
Yeah, everyone else have a physical reaction when you hear beer. Oh, being
honestly, even before I was a beer drinker, right? Yeah. I knew that sound meant just kind of.
Well, it's used right? in beer commercials all over the place,
that's
so
right.
they know
right.
something.
That's right. So I've got some in here. So just let.
Oh, you got
yeah,
some?
I've got
okay.
some. Tiffany passed it
one.
Around.
Perfect.
She followed the pass it down the line. So
I do.
We're all going to taste it here. And while we taste, Danny Babineau of Redemption Rock Brewing, same question to you that mm-hmm. Tiffany asked. What's something that's uniquely challenging or interesting to you in your work? We're going to taste.
And I will kind of circle back to that idea of being a woman in the beer industry and things that we've kind of done to try harder and take a leadership role mm-hmm. around that. One of the things we talked about with Erica previously was about being both women co-founders and co-owners is we've kind of created this little bubble for ourselves within our companies where we have a certain amount of power that someone who's working in a tap room or working, you know, on a canning line or something like that might not have. And so we've really made an effort as a company to be a place that is very pro-worker and really supportive of our workforce and also really lifts up women and encourages women to get into the beer industry and take those first steps. Our staff is 9 people, more than half of them are women. Yes. It took us like 3 years to even hire a male who was not a co-founder. And we do blind hiring as part of that process. We don't do tips. We pay living wage. We do health insurance to try and create a workplace that is really focused on, you know, the people who work in it. And so that is a way that we've kind of made things more challenging for ourselves, but that we feel a responsibility to do. And as business owners found that it was more interesting than just completely being focused on making money. We're trying to innovate. We're trying to do things in a way that impact our community and impact our team members and impact the industry rather than just being focused on making a beer, which we love, but we have to make it a little bit harder for it to be really fun.
So made it a little harder, still making it fun. Tiffany Faison, we've got the Redemption Rock Hard Castle here. Yeah.
This is delicious. So I love it. Well, I am an Irish Red. So
I'm so glad we chose this one.
Little plug. It's round. It's a little bit malty without being too malty. It's got like notes of almost like a Scotch ale. It's a totally drinkable. Like I love a good red. They're so balanced and sort of like it's perfect. This is fall and spring for me, like before it gets too cold and before it gets too warm. I just love this so much. It's got beautiful sort of like weedy notes almost in it, which you don't always get from an Irish red. I love this.
This is actually one of our best-selling beers of the year, too. And we found like a lot of our customers coming back around to a lot of like the ambers and reds and those like more malty notes, not necessarily just the hoppy stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to turn back to Erica Tritta here, who is the co-owner of Twisted Fate Brewing. By the way, I love this Brewed in Mass segment. I cannot say the word brewery to say it.
And the more you drink.
It kills me every time. Okay, so why don't you brought Cupid's Kryptonite. Okay, so open that up for us. If anybody needs to empty a glass, we can do that. And while we're doing that, while Erica is opening Twisted Kryptonite, did I get that right? No, something. Cupid's Kryptonite. Tell us what it is.
Cupid's Kryptonite is a stout brewed with
chocolate.
So Tiffany's
going to pass her glass back down to you. So we can fill that back up.
Thank you.
So Cupid's Kryptonite, we released a couple weeks ago in advance of that holiday in February that some people celebrate, Valentine's Day.
Cupid associates itself with.
Yeah. I just have any reason to have chocolate, to be honest, in my business or in my home. So we brewed this with a ton of chocolate. And then when we had it in our tap room, when we released it, we did a pairing with whoopie pies, different flavored chocolate whoopie pies.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So I'm sorry I couldn't bring any today.
That's all right.
But that's what we brewed it for.
Is it hard to brew with chocolate?
It's not, to be honest, because it's not explosive. The fruit is actually harder than the chocolate. So chocolate sits in the tank, right? So when it's fermenting, it's sitting on the chocolate, and that's how you try to get the flavor out of it. The hardest part is getting it in, so you have to melt it in into the hot wort, you know, as you transfer into the fermenter. So it's not hard; it's just an extra step. But
all right, so tell us about the Kryptonite taste while Danny tastes and then pours us one more War Castle.
Sure.
Is that right,
yes.
Tiffany?
This is dessert, right? So this is like get the fireplace going if you're ready to kind of, this is night-night juice for me. This is like, I just need one more little drink before I go to bed. It's dark chocolate, clearly. So it's got like really beautiful.
Dark chocolate? Yeah.
Percentage?
It is dark chocolate. That's a great question.
Oh,
and
it's okay.
Sorry. It's not bitter. Yeah. It's dark
it's
chocolate,
bitter.
But it's got really beautiful notes to it. It's not like, I'm weird about stouts, but I really like the chocolate in this and the whoopie pie. Good job, being a total masshole. This is like right where we need to. Did it? Whoop! Is that it?
I don't know if they're going to dump that or not, but
mass.
Per
person from Massachusetts.
Yeah, fair. So it's really, it's rich, it's dessert, it's got like, but it's also really, it's got some restraint to it where it's not like super sweet and it's not completely rich where it's going to end you. So this is a really beautiful like end to the night.
Nice. All right, so although that's the sort of the nighttime juice, we're going to taste one more here, War Castle from Danny Babineau at Redemption Rock. Tell us about War Castle.
Sure. So this is basically one of our flagships and our best-selling beer. I actually am very proud because I named this beer and it being our best-selling. Most of our flagships and a lot of our beers in general reference like Worcester history.
Right.
So this one is actually War Castle. I found this on the Worcester Historical Museum's website. It's the etymological roots of the word Worcester.
Wow.
Being named after Worcester, England. So that was originally like the original, I think, like Welsh or Old English name from
so
that.
So cool.
Yeah. So we were like, well, that sounds like a beer name.
Yes.
Although we do get a lot of like people can mispronounce anything. So we've had some interesting orders of it. But yeah, so this is our year round. It's a New England style IPA. It's a hazy, but it's also meant to be really balanced. Mm-hmm. So it's not hitting you over the head with bitterness, but it's also not just a juice bomb either.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think?
There's like a bro culture of IPAs where they want to chew through them, and this is not it.
Yeah.
This is like really balanced. It's beautifully hazy. It's almost kind of like a weedy IPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got really beautiful, like, bitter notes of, like, I'm weird about beer generally. These are all really, really great.
Same.
It's a really crushable IPA, which you don't typically find. Like, a lot of, there's like a competition to, like, how do you get, like, literally the most like hoppy IPA, and this is not. This is really, the hops are beautiful and balanced and really, dare I say, like feminine.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great way to end. All right. So Erica Tritta is Twisted Fate Brewing Company in Danvers. Danny Babineau is Redemption Rot Brewing in Worcester. Tiffany Faison, our guest taster today. Thanks to all three of you.
Thank
you. Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
And Erica and Danny, there's a brewing week coming up this week.
Yes. So the next week is Mass Beer Week. So it's going to be events at breweries all over the country to promote local beer, or all over the state to promote local beer. You can find events at massbeerweek.org.
Fantastic. Cheers to you all. And that is our show for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tiziana Deering. You have been listening to Radio Boston. Why don't you do it again on Monday? Join us then. Thanks.